Well, hey there. Welcome back. Thank you for being here. It really means a lot to me. And today's topic, I'm going to be explaining the difference between clean eating and balanced eating and how they affect your goals, whether they are to lose fat, maintain, or build muscle. And I'm going to break down the difference between all of them, how they help each other, and how one doesn't guarantee the other. And you know, if you found this episode helpful, I would love, love, love to hear from you. If you find any of my episodes helpful, don't forget to write a review. It really helps the podcast grow and just allows us to get more amazing guests. And don't forget to share it with your friends, your family on social media and tag me. I look for those and they just mean the world to me. And before we get into today's episode, I do want to point out that you know I am a big fan of sleep. It makes such a huge difference in so many aspects of your life. And I know it's really complicated to get as a mother and truly even just an adult in general. So one thing you can do that can help is get some high quality, comfortable sheets. And this is why I am a massive fan of Cozy Earth. We have used their products for 2 years now. We have their bedding, they have pillows, they have blankets, they have pajama wear, and it's made out of viscose bamboo. And it's also temperature regulating. They were on Oprah's favorite things list in 2018, and they have such a lengthy warranty. It's so awesome. So you have plenty of time to test it out and make sure they are a fit for you. They're breezy, they're timeless, they're comfortable. They are just so nice, especially if you and your husband run like slightly different. They're just so soft. Cozy Earth has provided an exclusive offer for my listeners today for 40% off site-wide if you use the code SIMPLE40. Again, SIMPLE40, 40% off. You will not regret anything you buy from there. In fact, when we have to change our sheets and I have to go to another set, I'm like, oh my gosh, we need to buy another set of Cozy Earth sheets because I hate when we have to use the in-between sheets because I love my cozy sheets so much. Again, SIMPLE40. 40% off Cozy Earth. All right, let's get into today's episode. My name's Andrea Allen, and I am a mother of four girls under seven, a wifey to a mountain man, a personal trainer, and a nutrition coach. I love all things women's health and fitness, but let's face it, the fitness industry is complicated and it's not built for the everyday mom. There's so much conflicting information, and you're busy and you don't have time to figure it out. I hate feeling confused and overwhelmed, so I have made it my mission to simplify health and fitness while creating a welcoming, realistic, and empowering home for like-minded women. I'm happy you're here, and I hope you stay a while. I've been nutrition coaching for 10 years, and I've always noticed a disconnection between people who focus on clean eating versus balanced eating when it comes to macronutrients. I've seen it in clients for years when they ask questions and say things like, I'm eating clean, and by clean, I mean like focusing on whole foods, but I can't lose weight. In recent years, I feel like we have been better at starting to recognize not only chemicals and toxins in our foods, but people have shifted into awareness of the chemicals and toxins around us in lotions and cleaning supplies, in foods as well, and how these can be endocrine disruptors. Endocrine disruptors are basically man-made chemicals that mimic, block, or interfere with the body's hormones. Being aware of them is really important, especially if you think you have a hormone imbalance. If you are having chemicals or toxins in your food, in your environment, it is going to hinder your hormones. And when your hormones are off, that obviously can affect different things like weight. It can affect your ability to maintain, to lose weight, to gain weight, and other things as well. Making sure you're getting enough whole foods in your diet and also awareness of harmful chemicals and toxins, I think are really, really great and really, really important. I think they're fantastic. But I see a lot of people who focus solely on this and then they can't see why they aren't reaching their goals of either losing fat or building muscle or even maintaining. And that is because, along with these other things, we need to make sure we are having a variety of proteins, fats, and carbs based on our goals. And so that's what we're going to break down today. So first, let's talk about clean eating. When I say clean eating, I think this is something that's great to focus on. It is basically focusing on eating less processed foods, more whole foods, and it's beneficial because it can help with your hormones, it can help with insulin levels, and so much more. So it can be very, very beneficial for your overall health and just maintaining your hormones and so much more. With this said, Often I will work with a client who focuses heavily on whole foods, but their diet is not balanced in the whole foods that they are focusing on. What I mean by that is their food intake is possibly 80% carbs or 90% carbs and only like 10 to 20% protein. Very clean whole food foods, but not the right ratio based on what their goals are. The same thing can happen in that maybe they're eating way more fat or way more carbs that are all clean and really low protein, or really, really high fat and really low carbs. Whatever the scenario is, they actually don't have the correct balance based on their goals. So they'll come to me and they're confused because they're doing so many amazing things and they can't lose weight, or they're struggling putting on muscle. And it's because the diet, while it is clean as in there's not processed foods, which is great, it is not balanced for their goals. It is the same thing when you're focusing on awareness in your foods and environmental toxins and chemicals that are endocrine disruptors. While that is really, really great for helping your hormones, and I'm definitely on that ship of trying to be aware of that, that's something I'm trying to adjust as well. And if you want to learn a little bit more about those, I do suggest listening to episode 132. It came out May 3rd, 2023. It's titled Simple Swaps to Improve Your Health and Hormones with Carlyn Call. She is the owner and the creator of Just Ingredients. I love her products and she teaches about that a ton. And I think it's a great topic to learn about. And that episode is really good at explaining how to slightly start shifting to make sure that you are aware of toxin chemicals in your environment that you can slowly switch over without having to have this brand new budget or just throw everything out. So all of these things are great. But if you're trying to lose weight or gain muscle, the balance of your macronutrients makes a massive difference for your goals as a full standalone besides these other two areas that improve our health. So this is the purpose of today's podcast, is I want to raise awareness that clean eating is great, that being aware of your environmental toxins and chemicals is great. But if you're struggling with a goal, the problem may not be those two things. It may be that you need a variety of proteins, fats, and carbs, and you need to adjust what you're eating. And I do want to say all of these three things really do go hand in hand, because if I'm working with a client and we've nailed down her macronutrients based on what her goals are and she's stuck, the next thing we do is we focus on her hormones and gut health and toxins and other things that play a role. So that's why I'm trying to point out you want to be aware of all of them, because one of them you could be blind to and you don't realize that that could be a key player in why you're feeling stuck. So I'm sure the next question you're thinking in your mind is, okay, well, how do I make sure I have the right percents or the right balance of proteins, fats, and carbs? And while this question is honestly the next question you should ask, there isn't fully a clear-cut answer for this. And it is why it is effective to have a coach, because the truth is it does vary by person. What your intake should be for proteins, fats, and carbs is going to vary based on your workouts, your body type, your daily activity levels, your hormones, your current muscle mass, your current habits, and metabolic adaptation, which all play a role. So I point this out because for some clients, I will suggest that they have more carbs than fat. And then for other clients, I will literally suggest the opposite, that they have more fat than carbs. If I'm working with a vegan or a vegetarian, their protein intake is going to be very different than someone who is not vegan or vegetarian and who is really trying to put on muscle mass. So while you do need to focus on making sure that you have the right balance of proteins, fats, and carbs, I do suggest having a coach, because it's going to make a massive difference. If you are running a race compared to if you have a desk job and you only work out 1 to 2 days a week, having a hands-on coach is going to make a huge difference in understanding how to build those. But I am still going to give you some very general suggestions that I think are helpful for anyone in any situation for you to be aware of that is going to help you balance. So the first one is you need to be aware of your protein intake. If someone is trying to put on muscle or lose fat, I do suggest that they do a higher protein intake. Typically, I suggest that they do between 0.8 to 1.2 grams of their body weight. Now, 1.2 grams, typically I do not suggest that for a client unless they are extremely active. They are running a race, they are CrossFitting, 5 to 6 days a week, whatever it is that they are very, very active. If you aren't as active, you don't need as much protein to maintain your muscle mass. So that's why it is that window range of 0.8 to 1.2 grams. Now, again, remember I pointed out, this is for someone who is trying to lose fat or build muscle. So you are trying to make a change. If you are in maintenance, it does not have to be as high because you're not trying to make a change. But if you are trying to add muscle, you obviously need that protein to build that muscle. Or if you're trying to lose fat, when we have more protein, our muscle is less likely to be broken down because we have the building blocks to try to maintain it. So that's why it is beneficial in both. Second, even if you are trying to lose fat, if you are lifting weights or if you are exercising in general, having that protein to maintain muscle is really, really important. So you are actually losing fat rather than just losing weight. Because if someone is just losing weight, they could be losing fat or muscle, which we don't want. We want to only lose fat. So that's why having that protein amount really makes a huge difference. I do also suggest offsetting your carbs and your fat. And I am going to give you a couple of suggestions as well if you are not tracking. But if you are tracking macros, what I'm saying by offsetting is typically your carbs need to be higher and your fat needs to be lower, or vice versa. Your fat needs to be higher and your carbs need to be lower. When I would suggest one of those is going to vary based on the situation. So I can't give a clear cut answer on that because it depends on how active the person is. It depends on what their exact goals are, and it kind of depends on their current habits and body build. But I do suggest offsetting those with the protein suggestion that I gave you. You can try it one way with higher carbs, lower fat, or you can go the other way and see which one is a fit. Now, if you are not tracking macros and you would like to do it just by intuitive eating, which I think is great, then I'm going to suggest a method called naming your plate. I know I have talked about this in a bunch of episodes. I fully believe in doing this. I teach all of my nutrition clients this the very first week they coach with me, because this is a method that you should know how to do for when you go on vacations, when you're at parties, when you're at a function, just in general. As to me, it's the first step to being able to intuitively eat with macro awareness. And that means that we're just intuitively eating. We're not tracking anything, but we are aware of the amount of macros that we have on our plate. So I teach naming your plate. What I mean by that is when you are getting a meal, I always look at my plate and I make sure that it is balanced, as in I have a fat, I have a carb, I have a protein. If you are looking at your plate and you're noticing, oh my gosh, you know what? I have a roll, which is carbs. I have a piece of fruit. And again, fruit's not bad. I love fruit. I'm a big believer in fruit, but it's a carb. It has great vitamins and minerals, but it's still broken down into a carb. I have a side of rice. It's a carb. And then I might have 2 ounces of turkey meat, let's say. So that's not really a balanced plate. If you look at it, it's very, very carb heavy. So I'm not against carbs. I love carbs myself, but that's not a balanced plate. And if I'm trying to make sure I'm getting a variety of foods, I'm going to figure out how I can probably remove one of those carbs and add in a fat, or I can increase that protein amount. I do this exact same thing, and I've taught my kids to pack their lunches the exact same way. So when I'm packing my kids' lunches, because I want them to have a variety, because there is beauty in all three of the macronutrients. Carbs help give you energy. Honestly, they help you build muscle because they help carry the protein to the muscle. Obviously, we know protein does help muscle. It helps your hair, skin, and nails. And we know that fat really helps the membranes in your brain. And it also is like the hormone whisperer. It really helps your hormones. So having all of them is important. So when my kids pack their lunch, I will tell them, hey, make sure you have a protein, fat, and carb. I don't say like, make sure you have something healthy, or make sure you only have one thing that's bad, like a ho-ho or whatever. I don't speak like that about it. We just focus on proteins, fats, and carbs. So I'll look in my fridge and I'll say, okay, I want to make sure that they have at least one of each. So I might grab a piece of cheese, and I know that that is mainly fat. It does have some protein, but that would be a fat, or nuts, you know. And then I will make sure that they have a protein. And that can vary by making sure they have a protein in the sandwich, or making sure that they have a side of jerky, or that maybe they have a protein that's mixed with the fat, like I mentioned, the cheese or even peanut butter. And then I'll make sure that they have a carb as well. And I typically make sure they have a fruit or a vegetable or both, and then they'll have another carb. But I try to make sure that it's balanced, as in, when I look in their lunch, I know it's not all carbs, or it's not all fat, or it's not all protein. So while I teach that to my kids, I do suggest that for you as well, and making sure you have that variety on your plate. If you're just trying to make sure that your meals are balanced, that might be a really great first step. Let's say you're having Alfredo pasta. So you're obviously going to have a large amount of pasta on your plate, and then you're going to have the Alfredo sauce, which is your fat. And then let's say there's chicken, but there might only be 2 ounces of chicken on it. So in that case, I would increase the chicken on the top. So there's a little bit more chicken. It's a little bit more balanced. And I would maybe in that situation, if I'm trying to balance it out a little bit, I would maybe decrease the pasta a little bit. I wouldn't kick it out. I don't believe in that either. I would just try to make sure that I have a little bit more. So I'm not just having 1 or 2 ounces of chicken and 3 cups of pasta, but it's a little bit more balanced. And I'm still enjoying those flavors, but balancing it out that way. So as you're thinking about balancing your meals, I want you to look at the plates you are eating and making sure you're having a variety. It's the same thing with snacks. I'll think of my morning snack, and if I'm like, oh, I had, let's say, cashews for my morning snack, that's great. That's mainly fats with a little bit of protein as well. So my afternoon snack might be an apple, which is carbs. So I'm making sure I'm getting that variety, because you would be shocked, and if you ever did take like 2 or 3 days to track, not that you have to, because I know it can be triggering for people, so it depends on your situation. But I often find when I work with clients that protein intake is very, very low. Like people are eating so low protein. And when they just take like 3 days to write down what they ate, that it's either really, really heavy in carbs, or it's really, really heavy in fat, or it's really heavy in both and the protein is low. So tracking for 2 or 3 days might also help you see that it's unbalanced, and you can make adjustments that way. And then you can make those adjustments by naming your plate and focusing on making sure you're getting that variety. I will make a post on my podcast page with a couple of suggestions. Typically, when I post on the podcast page on an episode, I wait until the episode has been up for a couple days so that you know to look for it. So if you look on that page on the day I post, it won't be there. I typically wait until just a couple days before the next episode airs. That podcast page is make.it.simple. And I will show a couple of suggestions of what I mean by balancing your plate with just some ideas for snacks, of having proteins, fats, and carbs, ideas for meals, and even a couple of ideas for lunches for your kids to help just making sure you're getting a variety of all of them. I also suggest if you are trying to balance out your food intake and you are feeling stuck with losing fat or gaining muscle, then I do suggest adding weights. Weights are amazing and very, very beneficial if you are trying to do either of those things. Honestly, they are a friend to losing weight. They are a friend to gaining muscle. They are a friend to maintaining. They are a friend to your bones, to your hormones. Lifting weights is a good thing. Trust me, it makes your metabolism faster. They've shown that lifting weights can even help you sleep better and so many other things. So if you are feeling stuck and you are trying to work on balancing your plate, you're trying to make sure you're getting a variety of different foods, you're aware of your hormones, you're aware of your gut health, you're aware of other things, make sure that you are increasing those weights and you're really pushing those weights. Whatever rep range you're using for your workouts, you want to make sure that you can't do any more than what is allotted. So let's say there's 12 reps. The last 3 reps should be very, very challenging. If you can do more than 12 reps, your weight is not heavy enough, and I'm going to need you to push your weights a little bit higher. And even though that's not necessarily a food suggestion for balancing your food intake, it's going to be very, very beneficial if you're trying to break a plateau, if you just simply increase your weights. No matter what your goals are, what I can promise you is that food is not the enemy. It doesn't matter if you're trying to lose fat or gain muscle or maintain, food is not the problem. Starving and turning into yo-yo dieting, it just backfires because it hinders your ability to lose fat, because you do sometimes start yo-yoing or binging, and it can hinder your ability to build muscle if you're not eating enough food as well. So if you learn anything from today's episode, it's that food is not the enemy, that eating balanced and eating enough of a variety of foods based on our goals is really, really important. At the end of the day, I do want you to recognize that trying to eat more whole foods is fantastic. Trying to eat cleaner is fantastic. Trying to be aware of endocrine disruptors and adjust around that, I think, is fantastic. I think making sure you're getting enough proteins, fats, and carbs for your goals is fantastic as well. It's another key piece to the puzzle of creating health for yourself. I want you to see that it's not just about eating whole foods, or it's not just about avoiding toxins, but making sure that you're eating balanced with your proteins, fats, and carbs. And while you have to do none of these perfectly, just being aware of all of them can be helpful. And if you're feeling stuck, you can look at a piece that maybe you're not focusing on of those three things: eating whole foods, chemicals, and toxins that might be affecting your hormones, and eating balanced. If you're not aware of one of them, that might be the missing piece, no matter what your goal is. So being aware of all three is really, really important because they all play a major role. All right, that's it for today. I love you, I mean it, and I promise you are doing so much better than you think you are. Do not overthink trying to do all the things at once. I mean it. I promise you don't have to complicate it. All right, we'll chat next week.